A very Merry Christmas to every single one of you who's listening to us on the internet and in their iPods and MP3 players. Welcome to God Is At Work Podcast! Yay!
Hey! Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
And hee, hee, hee!
Not hee, hee, hee! Hee, 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 and shee, shee, shee!
Okay!
This is Brother Ronnie Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy. Merry Christmas
to
all!
Merry Christmas! And, wherever you may be right now, whatever your situation is, remember, Christmas will push through whatever the situation may be. War or no war, problems or no problems, Christmas will push through.
Okay, no delaying.
No delaying.
Yeah.
Yes, the UN cannot stop it.
Huh?
The
Al-Qaeda
can. The Al-Qaeda's gonna stop it. Nothing can stop Christmas.
Yeah. That's right. No storm, no hurricane.
Yep, yep. Well, I'm just praying that every single one of us, regardless of race or color or background or social status, will be able to spend Christmas with peace in their heart and joy and laughter. You know, just look at the eyes and the faces of the kids and you're going to see Christmas in their faces.
I like what you said, whatever status, I mean, whether you're rich or poor,
yeah,
and even poorer, you can still enjoy your Christmas.
That's right, because it's not about the gifts under the tree, it's about how you spend Christmas.
That's right.
You know, as I get older in terms of age, before, getting gifts was a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
I get a lot of big gifts before because I was the only apple or the mm-hmm. only grandson.
Uh-huh.
But you know, now as I grow more mature, not only in age but in the Lord, yeah, it's not about the gifts. It's
the material
it's
things.
About, it's more of the feeling and the
and making it more meaningful to other people.
I know.
It's not all about myself,
it's
what I'll get.
Right.
It's all about what I could give to others.
Wow. Is that our topic for today? Somehow it is similar.
Yes.
Folks, our topic for this podcast is very simple yet very meaningful. And the topic is all about what I want for Christmas. So, Sister Evelyn, let me ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
Please don't laugh.
I'm not going to laugh.
I want a brand new second-hand car.
I'm not the one who laughed. You're the one who laughed. See, I'm trying to bite my tongue.
I saw that. That's why I'm laughing.
She was... Okay, guys. You know me. I have to be very respectful when I say I will not laugh. I did not laugh. She was the first one who laughed. So, you know, while we're recording this podcast, I'm actually chatting with some people online, which is exciting because I'm asking them, what do they want for Christmas? Before we go to them, why do you want a second-hand car?
Because my...
Why second-hand? Why not...
Well, because maybe car? That's kind of mindset I have that maybe I don't really deserve a brand new car. You know, where
we
would
don't
I
deserve
get
a lot of things, Sister Evelyn.
Yeah.
Bottom line, all of us don't deserve
but
anything.
I would be happy if I could be given a brand new second-hand car.
Okay.
That's it. You ask me a question, I give you an answer.
Plug, plug. If there's anybody out there listening to this podcast, if you want to give even a brand new car to Sister Evelyn, send it over the email.
Well, hello. What about you, Brother Rodney? What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? You know, if you asked me about 5-10 years ago, I would probably tell you something that I like for myself. But now, as a family man, most of the things that I want are not anymore for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically for my family, for my wife, and for my son. So if you want to ask me right now what I want for Christmas, I just want a nice, humble, modest home to live in. I'm not asking for a palace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking for a very modest, humble home.
Of your own.
Of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So that my kid or my kids,
wow,
hopefully
yes,
next year,
mm-hmm,
blink blink.
Mm-hmm. And your dog.
And my dog, my cute little puppy named Shula.
Mm-hmm.
We could just live there in peace.
I just
want that. But is that
a wonderful gift?
Is that wrong? Is it wrong for Christians to ask
for something for Christmas?
Yeah, because it's one of those things we don't really... I mean, we've here in the podcast, we've talked about a lot of topics, but
mm-hmm,
somehow, as much as this is a simple topic, it's kind of hard because it might sound that you're so materialistic.
It's unchristian, right?
And it's unchristian to ask for things.
One thing that I'd like the listeners also to understand, Christmas is, it seems like it's for kids.
And the kid at heart.
That's what I'm going to say, that Christmas is also for the kids at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big God.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, this month, I call him Daddy God.
Just this month only?
Because it's Christmas. you know, like I want to be cute, cute, and just give endearing words to the Lord because I want something for Christmas.
You know, all of us, one of the things I've noticed is that all of us, whether we're 6 years old or 60 years old, we suddenly transform and shrink back to being kids when we're in front of God.
Daddy God, yeah.
I've heard, I think it was T.D. Jakes who said this, you are not a granddaughter or a grandson. You are not a cousin of God. You are a son and a daughter of God.
Yeah, that's
and that
wonderful.
Will forever be the case, regardless
yeah.
if you
so we're kids.
you are married or if you have kids of your own or if you have
yeah.
grandkids of your own, you will always be a child of God.
That's right. That's wonderful. That's why, therefore, I'd like to ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's really all up to God if it's going to be good for me, whether it's a material thing or a noble, you know, some educational funds for some kids
yeah, for
here
the kids.
And there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, just be you
mm-hmm.
with Father God, and that's not a sin, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think I've preached this before, that God always wants us to have that childlike heart, not childish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He always wants us to be childlike, and part of being childlike is to go to your father, you go to your, you know, mother, or you start asking these things that maybe at the top of your head, you know, I just want this, but they're still the one who will decide for you if it's right for you or not. Because you can start, go to your parents and say, Mom, I want a knife. Can I have a knife for Christmas?
A sharp pointed
one. A bolo,
one.
You know. And of course, it's up to the parents if they want to give that to you. But you're right, you know. I think God is giving us that freedom to just come before Him and say,
yes.
You know, Father God, I want this. Is it okay
mm-hmm.
if I get it?
Yeah.
If I don't,
yeah.
I won't find any offense.
So what do you want for Christmas?
That's what I want. I really want a home for...
Okay, that's good.
For my family. As for me, I have... Frankly, I have everything.
That's on the material side.
Yeah.
Like we both mentioned
yeah.
about a desire for a second,
yeah.
brand new second.
When
hand.
I say everything, I mentioned something earlier. I have everything. I mean, everything that I need right now,
mm-hmm.
I have it.
Yeah, so that's on the material
yeah,
side.
Yeah, that's on the material
But
side.
Now that we're more mature in
mm-hmm.
Christ and we're not really thinking about myself,
mm-hmm.
honestly, what I want for Christmas is for homes to be one again.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
there's a mom and a dad to be there for the children, and the children just appreciating having their mom and dad loving each other
right.
and having a warm atmosphere in the home. And this is my dream for every home, especially for those who are already Christians. I there's a striving in my prayer that God, can this happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's my what I want for Christmas.
It's for me, what I want for Christmas is for people to find peace in their life. I mean, real peace. I'm not just talking about 5 minutes of peace.
Yes.
I'm looking at real peace.
In a world of turmoil.
In the world of turmoil.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's possible. I'm sure that is possible.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little later on, but let me go to the messages of these people who just sent their messages, their private messages here. Mona, that's nice. Mona sent us a message, and she said that what she wants for Christmas is a cute puppy.
Okay.
That's what she wants. She can have it as long as it's not my puppy that she's gonna get.
Hey, he's got a cute puppy.
Yeah,
here
I do. I'll post it probably on the internet one of these days. Oh, Gigi, you know Gigi? Yeah.
Our Gigi.
Yeah, she's right. Guys, you know the people that we chat with are actually still in the same building.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the others, but they want money to buy nice gifts for their family. Oh, see,
oh,
and
yeah,
their friends.
Yeah.
Does that include us?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay,
Lord,
we'll pray.
Answer her prayer.
Yes. She wants money to buy nice gifts for her family and for her na-anaks.
Mm-hmm. Her godchildren.
Godchildren.
Child, yeah, godchildren.
And
yeah,
their friends. Mm-hmm. Other people are not sending their messages anyway, but I'm sure a lot of people want a lot of stuff in Christmas. Mm-hmm. But you know, there is one thing that we can have, a gift that's so free that a lot of people, well, it's so free that a lot of people don't want it.
You don't have to use your credit card.
Yep. And
make a loan.
You don't have to buy it because somebody paid it for you already. Paid for it already. Mm-hmm. So, you know what it is?
No, tell me.
Okay. I'll tell it to you after the break.
Come on, Rodney.
No. You have to hold on a bit. You have to wait, you know.
Till Christmas.
Yes. Have to do. Okay. This is the end of the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be right back after this.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Welcome back. See, it's Christmas even at God Is At Work podcast.
Yes, and I love that.
There's no,
it's an orchestra.
I look for a cha-cha Christmas.
Hey, there are.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. But we have the traditional orchestra.
Yeah, you're so traditional.
Yeah.
But I still want that cha-cha break.
I'm trying to find one.
Okay.
But,
you might find it on February.
That's our Christmas. Oops, I'm sorry. That's our Christmas music right there. 15 seconds worth. Hey, before we continue, we want to promote to you the Christmas cantata here at Word for the World. Word for the World is known for its cantatas.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the beautiful and handsome pastors.
What about me?
Beautiful.
I'm beautiful, okay.
Yeah, I did say beautiful.
All right, so when is the cantata?
The cantata is, the title first is A New Heart for Christmas. It will be on December 17th. That's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And all services, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 4:30 services, and also we have on a repeat on the 20th. Is it
21st?
21st. It's a Thursday for TNW Thursday at 6 o'clock. So please do visit. If you're here, just check out our website and you'll know the address. Now, if you're outside of the Philippines or you're so far away,
how can they watch that?
How can you watch it? Well, hope and pray by next week we will have it at wordfortheworld.com. Yeah, wordfortheworld.com. Because we do have people who used to attend Word for the World who are not anymore attending because they're in the States or in
Saudi
Arabia or some other countries. So they miss the whole Christmas cantata. So we're going to put it there as
good,
well. And we are also letting you know that Simbang Gabi. You know the Simbang Gabi?
It's a traditional Filipino. It's a practice of having a
mass.
A mass or a gathering. Attending church.
For
9 days.
For 9 days. But Word for the World is going to be bringing the Simbang Gabi, and we're renaming it Sambang Gabi.
But not at dawn.
No, not at dawn. It's really Gabi. Gabi, for other people, Gabi means night or evening.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually going to do it at nighttime, at 6 o'clock in the evening until till 7:30. It's just an hour and a half. And
Are we going to have the traditional you know, this
rice,
nice
what
food.
What do you call that?
Rice cakes, yes.
Dibinka and puto bumbung and chocolate and
hot chocolate and coffee and ginger ale. Yes. The salabat.
Yes.
Perfect. Are we going to have that?
I think so. I was told that we are going to be having stuff like that.
After the worship service?
Yes, that's why after I preach, I'm the first one who goes to the basement.
No, I'll be the first one.
Oh, okay. I'll be the second one.
Okay.
Ladies first. But that's going to be starting on December 16th. And we have the schedules. We'll be putting all the schedules over at wordfortheworld.com. Well, it's going to be a busy Christmas.
Yes,
but,
it's exciting. Okay, now will you please tell me, where do we get this piece?
What if I tell you in the next broadcast? And I'll just
you know, I'm going to walk out.
No, okay. Okay. I don't want to. Okay.
You said you want peace.
Yes, we do. There's this gift that God has given us, and it doesn't. We don't need to charge it in our credit cards. We don't need to pay for it because it's already paid for. And it's for free. And the best, people say the best things in life are free. And this is basically the best of the best. Mm. And his name is Jesus Christ. It's having a relationship with Jesus Christ that will give you that peace in your heart and that joy in your heart in the midst of anything. And it is irrelevant if you are a different ethnic background or color or race or even your past. It doesn't matter what it is. Once we have that relationship with Jesus Christ.
So that's the best gift.
It is the best gift.
You know, I remember a scripture that says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given, and that child is the Prince of Peace."
And we can somehow become so engrossed with the whole buying of things and the whole material stuff for Christmas, and we want to give the best gift to a lot of people. You know, I do a lot of Christmas shopping, my wife and I do, and we always think of the best thing for them to give for Christmas. But I believe in my heart the best thing that we can give them is to introduce Jesus Christ to their life.
Not only on Christmas Day.
And this is the important thing as well. It's not only available on Christmas. It's available every single day of our life.
It's wonderful.
And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you know you have a friend, a parent, a brother or sister that needs Christ, you are the best person that can introduce, you know, him to them.
Yeah. The Prince of Peace given to all mankind, our loved ones, our enemies, and they need Jesus as we need him badly.
You know, a lot of people are asking, what I want for Christmas. And I'm sure a lot of people already have what they want. They have their cell phones, they have their cars, they have their houses, they have a good bank account, they have their positions in their companies. But somehow, at the end of the day, they sit in the corner of their bed and they start asking themselves, why am I still empty? Why am I not fulfilled with my life, even if I have everything? Uh-huh. And maybe, just maybe, the answer to your question is maybe you don't have a relationship with God. You don't have a personal relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's the reason why we make this podcast. And that's the reason why there is Christmas. Because 2,000 years ago, God opened up the heavens and gave us the greatest gift.
He gave.
We didn't give anything, anything at all. He was the one who initiated and gave us the greatest thing. And his name is Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why
we want to give you Jesus Christ.
We want to give you this gift. And God wants to give you this gift because he always had you in mind when he sent Jesus Christ. So right now, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, and you want that peace in your heart. You want to receive the greatest gift. Sure, you're going to be receiving gifts under that tree. Your friends are going to give you gifts. But that is nothing compared to the greatest gift that God has given mankind. And his name is Jesus Christ. So what do? You need to go to the store? You need to write Santa Claus to get Jesus Christ? No, you don't need to do anything like that. All you need to do is just open your heart. Let your heart be the tree this Christmas. And let the gift come into your heart. So right now, we're going to lead you into a prayer. And all you need to do is just pray this prayer with us. But don't pray this prayer to me or to Sister Evelyn. We can't even save ourselves. Pray this prayer to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So right now, wherever you may be, just close your eyes and let's just pray. Father, we pray for all these people who are listening here today. And these people need you in their life. So Lord Jesus, I ask you in my life today, whatever sicknesses I'm going through, whatever problems I'm going through, it's not going to stop me from receiving you in my life. I make you my Lord and Savior, and this from this day forward, Lord God, I will live for you. I will do what you want me to do. I will become what you want me to become. So Lord Jesus, I want to thank you as early as now for giving me this Christmas gift, the gift of joy, the gift of peace, the gift that satisfies every single hunger that I have in my spirit. And Holy Spirit, thank you for empowering me with all these gifts and all this power that is available through Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you for granting our prayers, for granting the things that we want and the things that we need. And Father, from this day forward, I thank you once again for giving me the peace that I have been looking for. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you pray that prayer with me, congratulations for receiving the greatest gift that God has given us, and his name is Jesus Christ. Write to us. Let us know how this podcast is helping you. Sister Evelyn?
I'm so affected by that. I mean, that's the best gift that you can give to your friends.
And it's not just a gift that, you know, it's going to stay with you for like 5 days. It's forever.
Lasting gift.
And I want to let you know that if you gave your life to Jesus Christ, things are going to change. Yes, for the better.
Yes.
Sometimes we think it's for the worse, but no. God is changing you for the better. And all we're asking is just keep your eyes, your ears, and your heart open. And see how God will move in your life. We want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah. So enjoy your Christmas.
What we want for Christmas?
Holiday.
We may want a lot of things, but it's always through God. I mean, God will be the one to decide if He's going to act, you know, grant our prayers or not.
My brand new secondhand car.
And my home, Lord. If it is Your will, let it be done.
Amen. I'm laughing, but I'm believing. It may not necessarily be this Christmas.
That's right.
It could be a
God's timing is always perfect. So don't push it.
Yes.
We're going to have another podcast next week. And by that time next week, we've already finished the cantata. We'll probably talk about that. I don't know. Whatever your topic is, you might want to email us. Tell us what you want us to talk about. We want to thank you for joining us here at God is at Work podcast. This is Brother Roddy Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn. Oh, don't tire yourselves. And please don't overeat.
Yes, enjoy your Christmas shopping and your Christmas merriment. Be with your family. God bless you.
Bye.